The Evan Ezel, as you know, who's Rosh Yeshiva here in Eitz Chaim, here in Yerushalayim at the end of his life, is a commentary on the Rambam. And the Rambam codifies the halacha of Misasek in Perek Aleph Milchus Shabbos in three different halachas. So the truth is that for this, we could actually take out the Rambam Milchus Shabbos and see it inside. If somebody wants to do that, in any event, the Rambam says, in a general sense, called Miskavim Lasos Malacha Benasei Slo Malacha Acheres Shalom Miskavim Lo. I don't know what the Rambam means here, but he says he wanted to do one malacha and instead he did a different malacha. Potter Aleh. He's Potter Lefishlo Naseis Machshavto. It didn't happen exactly the way he wanted it. Ketzad, Zorak Evan, O Chetz, Bechavero, O Bibehema. Kidela, so you take that, John, for yourself. I have this part. So again, Zorak Evan, O Chetz, Bechavero, O Bibehema, Kidela Hargo, Beholach, the Okar Elon, Behalichoso. He meant to shoot out this arrow and to hit an animal or to kill a person. And instead, is Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. And instead, Hakar Iwan Balichosa, which would be Meleches Ktsira, Veloharak, Hareze Pot. This is considered a Mesasek in his pot. And the Rambam says, I can derive this halacha from a kal v'chomer. Harei ze kal v'chomer. Im niskavim li isur kal, v'nase isur chomer kigon she niskavim li zrok b'karmelis, v'avra ha'evan l'rishus ha'rabim. In such a case where he intended to violate an isur drabonon of karmelis, and the evan went into rishus ha'rabim, who potur, is this Kavin Lasos Dover Mutter? For example, he says, let's say, Kigon Shen is Kavin Latoch es Atolush Vechotach es Amachubar. So in his mind, he was just cutting up something that's Tolush. Is Eno Chayev Klun. How much more so, he's Potter. So again, if he meant to violate an Isser, there are upon a low key Isser, and it went, and he violated a high key Isser, then he's potter, even though he had kavanas iser karmos. How much more so if he had kavana for chatichas tolush? This is Rava, if you remember, in Masech Shabbos, and he had a kavanas heter lingamre. There was no iser drabonin in cutting something that's tolush lishitosa. Right? Is edo chayev klum. So that's one aloch. Then the Rambam says niskavein lilko te'enim shechoros. Vilikate Livanos, O Sheniskavin Lilko Te'enim Viachkach Anovim Vinepach Ado Vilikate Anovim Mitchila Viachkach Te'enim Potter. Now that's a big fish, right? Afal Gav Afal Bisha Likate Kolma Shechoshav. At the end of the day, he got exactly what he wanted, but not in that sequence. His Hoa Vilikate Kaseder Shechoshav is Potter. Why? Shemelo kavana also. He didn't do it the way he intended to do it. Velo osur Torah el meleches machsheves. Okay, fine. That's halacha test. Now we get to halacha yud. This is the doozy. Hayu lefan of shtei neros dolkos o kvuyos niskavin lechabos zu vechaba es zu lahadlik zu vehidlik es zu. So what would you think the next word would be? Potter, right? Chayv. The Rambam says. Sharei osa min amulacha shechoshav lasos. So this is amazing. In the case of likud te'enim, and then likud avodim, and he switched the order around. So the Rambam says he's potter. Here, in the case where he lit the wrong candle, the Rambam says he's chayv. Now, to the same extent that he's chayiv in the case where he lit the wrong candle, his kavana was for that malacha, and he did that malacha, just he did it the wrong candle. The Rambam says, therefore he's chayiv because he had kavanas malacha. So too in the case where he wanted to do the te'enim first and then the anofim, and he switched around the order, he had kavanah of the malacha. Yet the Rambam paradoxically says he's potter in such a case. With regard to the two candles, the Rambam says, holomase dome, the mishan is kavein lilko te'ena zu, velike te'ena acheres. And the Rambam holds that if he had kavanah from one te'ena, and he ended up with a different te'ena, in such case he's chayav.
Is it the same type of object? Whereas the Levonos and Shkolos are different entities. Different.
Excellent. So if he had Kavana for Te'enim Shkoros and he was Malakit Levonos, that's already two different minim, so to speak.
Right.
And therefore he didn't have Kavana Samin. But if he wanted this Te'enim and he got a different Te'enim, he had Kavanas Te'enim, he had Kavanas Malacha, and therefore there's no difference to be machalik them and say that it's misasek and he's chayav. The chiddush of the Rambam that goes back to halacha ches is that if he got anofim and te'enim exactly, he ended up with exactly what he wanted to, but he just switched around the order, the Rambam says he's part.
Not much of a difference. I mean, I want to light a big candle and light a small candle.
What would the Rambam say in such a case? The Rambam says shtei neros. You don't know, are they exactly the same neros? What if one was black and one was white?
Yeah.
The Ravid says, on this Rambam, Hoyel Fon of Shtei Neros, Omar Avram, Machabra Zeh, Hevi Dvarm Kipashtan, Vekasher Yanti, Begumara, Bimkoman, Bekrisus, Lomatsasi, Sheis Kaimuken. So he doesn't like the Rambam from the perspective of the Gemara in Krisus. And it comes out that according to the Ravid, if he had two neros and he lit the wrong nair, that's the same as having kavanas lakita for one te'ena and ending up with the other te'ena. And the Gemara seems to assume, according to Shmuel, at least, that he's potter in that case. And that's the sugya in Krisus. So basically, the Rambam is not operating with Shmuel in Masechta Krisus, namely that if he ended up with the wrong te'ena, he's potter. That halacha the Rambam doesn't accept. The Rambam explicitly goes on record as saying, "Is kavi lilko teina zubalike teina acheres chayo." And therefore, the Rambam says, "If this kavi lahadlik ner zev ner zu and hidlik ner zu is chayo," and leaving out Shmuel, whereas the Rambam wants to introduce Shmuel into the equation, and therefore, in the case of two neros, he's going to be chayo. He's going to be potter because he didn't have kavanah for this ner. To the same extent that Shmuel says, if he didn't have kavanah for this te'ena, then he's pot.
Is Rambam going to sort of practice and saying, it's basically, we weren't talking about malachah Shabbos, we were just talking about if he was malachit the wrong te'ena, he would still eat it. He wouldn't throw it away and say, that isn't what I wanted.
Right. So, and yet, according to the sugya in Krisus, Shmuel at least is of the opinion that he's potter in that case because it didn't happen on the object that he wanted it to happen. Right. Even though he's very happy with the second teina, so it's not different. Then, and the Rambam says in such cases chayav. So the Rambam doesn't pass him like Shmuel, and it's probably not the only time that the Rambam doesn't pass him like Shmuel. But here we have a piece in the Evan Ozer, and again I would have printed it out for you, but mine has a gigantic mark on it. And I was able to somehow like read under the mark. I wanted to photocopy it from you from HebrewBooks.org, but somehow HebrewBooks.org is down.
Yeah, Phil is trying to print you out now.
Oh, so maybe he'll get it from a different source.
Yes.
So right now I think the Evan Ozel reads pretty clearly, and with all my apologies for technicalities that are beyond my control, I'm going to read it to you, and I think you'll find it very, very fascinating, because here's a Rosh Hashiva that I think explains the sugya the way we understood the sugya, but finally has a chiddush at the end, which is quite, quite brilliant. He says the following. The Shabbos, Ayin Beis Amid Beis, Itmar, Niskavim like Bias HaTolush, V'chotach es ha-mechubor potter. This is Abaye. So his kavanah was fought for Hagbah. and he ended up with a chaticha, he's potter. Lachtoch es atolish v'chotach es amechubar is Abai Omar Chayev. Abai says that since he had a kavonas chituch, albeit thinking that it was polish and it turned out to be mechubar, he is chayev. Why? Because he had that basic kavona for the maisa chituch. Rav Omar Potter. Rav says since he was mistaken about the identity of the object, thinking that he was cutting tolush, and it turned out to be mechubar, therefore he is pot. Pirush Rashi, niskavi like bia es hatolush kegon shenofal sakin baruga, v'niskavi like bio v'chotek se mechubar. Umashma, d'ha depligi abai v'rova, v'niskavi lachtoch es hatolush, which means that according to Rava, he's potur, and according to Abai, he's chayev, because Abai holds he had kavonas chitur. Hainu lachtoch tolush v'chotach mechubar acher. It would seem that there was a double issue here, a double mistake, if you will. First of all, he thought he was cutting tolush. And secondly, he didn't even cut the object that he wanted to cut, but rather mechubar acher. So we have number one a toes in terms of. Oh, we have the venezuela.
Yeah, I printed one. If you need to print more, I'll throw some more in the printer.
Yeah, well, what I would love to do is, you know, if everyone could follow me inside, because we're going through the venezuela, that would be great. Again, it's up to you. I know Joel doesn't like to see the text inside, so you can subtract at least.
Great. If you need all three pages, I'll
yeah, do. Well, you know what? Let's start with two pages. Till we get to the first two pages, I think that'll be right. Sufficient for today. All right, then? So again, it seems that the case that Abai v'Rav are debating, and Rava says you're potter because of misaseh, that's a case where you had a double mistake. Number one, a mistake about the identity of the object, meaning what's the nature of the object. You thought it was heter, and it turned out to be easy. You thought it was polish, it turned out to be chav. Number two, you didn't even achieve your goal of chituch on that object that you wanted to be machatech, because instead you were machatech acher, so it stayed Cheftos. Ubazeh, in such a case, poter rova. Avol niskaven mechubar zeh. There was only one mechubar as a candidate. Oh, so wait a minute. Now he's shifting to a different discussion. Niskavein lachtoch mechubar zeh, right? Mechubar zeh. So you had a kavonas isur, correct? V'chotach mechubar acher chayev lekuliyam. Even Rava should agree that he's chayev, because again, Rava's case was that he had two mistakes. Number one, he thought he was cutting tolush, and number two, he ended up with the wrong object. Whereas in the case where he had kavana for mechubar, so there's only one mistake, namely it turned out that he cut the wrong object. In such a case, chayev lekulia. The hikshat tosfos shom, the hadi amar Shmuel decreases tafiyut testament base. Shmuel says, "I'm asik b'chalom v'arayas chayev shekein nene." If you're looking on the left side, you see the paragraph that starts b'Shabbos, so we're about two-thirds of the way down that paragraph. And he says that asik b'chalom v'arayas chayev shekein nene b'Shabbos potu melechus machshavas osra Torah u'muchach hasam diafilu. Ben iskaving lilko te'ena zu velike te'ena acheres potar Shmuel. So even though he had a kavanas iser, but it was a mistake in the chayfetz, he wanted to do it on chayfetz A, item A, and he did it on A, item B. Shmuel says he's potar mitamul etes machsheves. So we have now Rav and Abaye in Masechta Shabbos. They both agree that in order to set up a patur of Misasik, we need a double mistake. And he had to have in mind to cut Tolush. Shmuel in Masechta Krisus, on the other hand, said that even though he had only one mistake, he really wanted to cut Mechubar. He ended up with the wrong Mechubar. He's part of me din Meleches Machsheves. Lachain Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. The Hacha Mairi, here in this case, in Masechta Shabbos, Miniskavin, Lachtov Tolush, Vinitsu Mechubar. The Chatach Masha Hoya Miskavin, Lachtov. So Tosis tries to reconcile Rava with Shmuel in the Masechta Krisus, Rava and Shabbos and Shmuel in Krisus, by saying the following, that Rava is not talking about two mistakes, the way Rashi says it, because he ended up cutting up the wrong Yerek, but rather he cut the exact Yerek that he wanted to, says Rabbeinu Tam. Niskavin Lachtoch Tolush, Vinimtza Shehu Mechubar, over the chadach mashayim is kavin lachtov. There was no mistake about which object, which victim would be cut up. Ela shaloya yodeh shehu mechubar. Ushmul the part of the sasik mishum lechas machshavas. Hayu bin is kavin lachtov mechubar zeh. The chadach mechubar acher. The lo nases machshavto. There's no contradiction here between Rava and Shmuel. Rava is talking about a case where he had Kavanas Tolush, but there was only one object in front of him. Shmuel's talking about a case where, although, albeit he had a Kavanas Mechubar, but nevertheless there were two objects and he got the wrong Mechubar. And in both cases, there's going to be a Ptur of Misasik. And here Rabbi Issa Zalman wants to suggest the following sort of overview of the Sheet of Tosfos as far as Misasik is concerned. The Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, he says, V'nimtza l'fi divrei ha-Tosfos de'cholik din Misasik midin meleches machsheves ve'havu shnei dinam yuchadim lo shaykh la'adodim. There are two different, fundamentally different types of Misasiks. One is the Misasik of let's say general misasik, and the other is meleches machsheves. The din misasik kind of benimtza shehu mechubar, as he thought that he was cutting tolush. Upoter rav mishum demushafta haylatos the tolush. Now, where is the source for this halacha of misasik that's not based on meleches machsheves? So, what's it based on? Yoliflei mikra di asher chata ba. That's one category, that Ba teaches me that if he wasn't aware of the fact that this object is in fact Mechubar, it means his Kavanah was for a Kavanah's Heter, that's called Misasik. Umidin Meleches Machsheves, but in Meleches Machsheves we have a different category of Misasik. Lo Miftar, he would not be Potter. Why? Since Miskaima Machshavto, I would add that to the Evan Elsel, meaning he actually cut the one that he wanted to cut. Miskevich and Miskavin Lachtos Oso Chaticha. Is Misasik Ze Eno Ptur Miyuchad B'Shabbos El Depotu B'Chol Ha'Yisurim. This would be the universal Ptur. I'm sorry. Right, this in a case where what? Where he actually cut up the one that he intended to cut up, right? Lachtoch osa chaticha. We should underline those words. Niskavin lachtoch osa chaticha. That comes under the misasik of Rava, which is derived from Ba, and that's not a ptur that's related to Meleches Machsheves and Shabbos. El de poter bechol ha'isurim. Is everybody with me at this point? This is a very important point. He's saying that at the very moment that I have one chaticha, it becomes a general misasik of Kol HaTarkua. It cannot fit under the misasik of Shabbos Machsheves because he only has one chaticha. And this would be a ptur of misasik that would apply in Kol Yisurito, because again, we have emphasized many times that the Pasuk Ba is not written specifically in the context of Shabbos, it's written in all shkagos for all Isurim. The only thing is that in Chalom Barais we have another problem. We cannot implement and activate the Ptur of Misasek. Even if, for example, he thought he was eating Shuman and it turned out that Shuman was Chelev, he would not be Potur. The Af Misasek Chayv. Why? Because she came Nen. Aval Bashari Surim, if you had an Isa with it, would be no element of Shekei Mene, and I had a lot of Hanoah for the next line, Kigon Bishkutei Chutz, is what we discussed last week, that is Kavein Lach Lishchot Be'em Eschulim and Intzeshu Kodshim Nami Potem Yidin Mis'asim, because there is no Shekei Mene. He was mistaken about the identity of the object. He thought it was Chulim and it turned out to be Kodshim. Lefizek Kodshim. Now we're left with the following question. V'med Yomer Shmuel Mis'asik B'chalom Arayis Chayav Shekein Nener. Say Shmuel, in that case of Chalov and Varayis, where he would have been potter, but he's high because of the Sfar of Shekein Nener, which means, according to what we've seen, that that's a case where he's mistaken about the identity of the object. He thinks it's Shuman and it turns out to be Chelev. In that very case, say Shmuel, B'Shabbos potter. On Shabbos, where there is no Svara of Shekein Menem, he's potter. Why? Because Melechetz Machsheves Asru Torah. Now, wait a minute. Why does Shmuel invoke the principle of Melechetz Machsheves? It seems to be totally unnecessary, because he's addressing a case where there's only one object in front of him. He thinks it's Shuman, it turns out to be Chel. He thinks it's Tolush, it turns out to be Mechuber. In that case, forget about Melechetz Machsheves. Now we can apply the universal p'tur of Misasek, of Ba, that's derived from the Pasuk Ba. Lefi Divreim, Harei Lo Shaki Klal Adodim, Misasek Depota B'Shabbos, Hu Din Melechas Machsheves, Ela Depota B'Chol Ha'isurim. But Rabbi Shmuel is saying that this kind of p'tur would apply in Kol Ha'isurim, except for Halovim and Arayas. So let's just summarize the kash, because this, at least as far as my knowledge is concerned, is a brand new kash that we never saw before. Namely, if we grant the following premises. Premise number one, Rava is dealing with a universal p'tur of Misasek derived from Ba. Number two, Rava's case of Misasek in universal Misasek is a case where he has only one object in front of him, and he's mistaken about the identity of the object. He thinks the object is Heter. Premise number three, on that very case of Misasek, Shmuel makes a distinction between Kol HaTorah Kula, that means Chalovim and Arayis, and Shabbos. And he says that we're not going to apply Lamaisa, the principle of Misasek and Chalom Varais, because of the Sfar of Shekein Nenem. We will apply, in that very same scenario, the Ptur of Misasek to Shabbos, because there's no barrier of Shekein Nenem. So the question is obvious. Why then does Shmuel say that in that very same case, in that very same scenario, where in Chalov and Varayos, where he's mistaken about the identity and he thought it was Shuman and it turned out to be Chelev, he's Chayev only because of Shekein Nenem, but in Shabbos he would be Potur, which means that if he thought it was Tolush and it turned out to be Mechuber, he would be Potur. Say Shmuel, why is he Potur? Because of Melechas Machsheves. This is an inappropriate use or application of Melechas Machsheves. We just established that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a fundamental difference between Misasek in Kol HaTorah Kula derived from Ba and Melechas Machsheves as a unique Shabbos halacha insofar as the scenario is concerned. The scenario of Misasek in general means that he was mistaken about the identity of the object. He thought it was Het, it turned out to be Issa, but there was only one object. In such a case, we would have no problem with Melechas Machsheves, but it's Misasek Mitzad Ba. We have another category of Melechas Machsheves, where he wanted to cut one Mechuba, and he ended up cutting a different Mechuba. And that's a unique Ptur in Shabbos, based on the fact that he has two Chafatzim, and lo niskayim machshavto, he didn't do the malacha the way he wanted to do the malacha, meaning the object on which he intended to do the action was not the object on which he lamaisa befall did the action. So if we have these two strict categories of misasik, one is the misasik from ba, and the other is the misasik of maleches machsheves, why does Shmuel say that in the case of Chalav and Varayas, had it been Shabbos, he would be potter because of Maleches Machshavos? He should have said, had the case of Varayas been applied to Shabbos, then it would be potter because of the universal din of Misasik, namely of Ba. That applies to Shabbos no less than it applies to Kol Tarkula. And if indeed he thought it was Chalav, it turned out to be Shuman, in Shabbos he would be potter because of the Lalach of Ba, because there's no blockage of Shekane Mena. Why does Shmuel, therefore, in that exact scenario of Misasik B'kol Tarkula, say that he's part of Midin Malechus Makshavis? Drop the ball on Malechus Makshavis. It's irrelevant. V'hine, Kfar Hikshu Kein HaTosfis B'Sanhedrin Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis V'Mashe Kosav Rashi Da'odah part of Miniskavim like Bias HaTosh Mishum de Siva Shakota Ba Kidashina Bisofer Ochal Prat Lumis Asig Hikshu in Cain Lomale Lishmuel time of the tour Miss Asig Bishabs Mishumalekas Machsheves Tapically Mi Ba. So the kasha that we just asked, that why did Shmuel, it was absolutely superfluous and unnecessary for Shmuel to introduce the concept of Maleches Machsheves in a universal tour of Misasik. That kasha is in fact predates the Yemen Ozel, he says, by 1,000 years. Back in the time of Tosus, they asked that kasha, because Rashi says that in the case of this coming like Bias HaTolosh, he's part of Midin Ba, Ba Pratla Misasik. So Tosus says, if that be the case, why does Shmuel have to introduce the tour of Maleches Machsheves? So we can already anticipate the answer of Tosfos. V'tirtzu Tosfos v'tirtz Aleph, the first of the two Teirutz of Tosfos, the Shmuel Potter b'Shabbos, Afal Pi Shenene. In other words, with regard to Shabbos, we have a principle that Misasik is always going to be Potter. There is no exception, there's no blockage of Shekeinene. And the reason for that is because of Maleches Machsheves. Now, what does that mean? Forget about Maleches Machsheves. This Teretz Tos is very difficult. Because if in Kol Tarkula he would be Potter Midin Ba Pratlam is Asig, Ela what? We have a blockage in Chalom Marais of Shekeinena. Wherever that blockage doesn't exist, we go back to square one and we have the Tur of Misasig derived from Ba. Why then does Shmuel need to introduce Maleches Machsheves?
See, because the blockage of Nene exists in Shabbos without the concept of Maleches Machsheves.
Since the blockage of what? Of Shekeinah does not exist in Shabbos.
Well, why doesn't it exist in Shabbos?
That's what he's going to explain now.
It only exists because of the concept of Maleches Machsheves.
Oh, that could be. And maybe that's what Tosfos has in mind here, but he's not ready for that yet. At this point, he thinks that in a case of Shabbos, there simply is no Shekeinah Mena. You may remember that in the Prima Gadol we had a scenario of Shekeinah Mena. We had a long discussion about that, not knowing about this Eben Oslo. So he says the following. If that be the case, what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying that we're going to justify the activation on the part of Shmuel of, or the application on the part of Shmuel of Maleches Machsheves in the case of Misasik on Shabbos, based on the fact that in Shari Surim, like Chalom HaRais, we have the problem of Shekeinena, but in Shabbos we don't have the problem of Shekeinena. What does that have to do with Maleches Machsheves? V'divrei HaTosfos tzrichim iyun. D'ma shayach b'Shabbos Shekeinena? The whole discussion of Shekeinena is simply impossible. It's irrelevant. Meaning that this is not like the Prima Gadol. He's assuming that there is no Shekeinah Mena in Shabbos. He'll explain exactly why. And therefore, if there's no Shekeinah Mena in Shabbos, then simply the universal Ptur of Misase, in the case of his coming like Bias HaTolosh, V'Chotach HaSamach Chubar, that din of ba will apply to Shabbos because we have no blockage of shekeinen. There is no shekeinen in Shabbos. So then, why is Shmuel introduce Malachas Makshavos? Tosfos didn't answer his question. The af im nenem im malacha, and if you'll tell me that he has hanah from the malacha, like for example, you remember the case where he burns the trees that he cut down and he gets warmth from it, so he gets hanah sagu from the ktsira. He says that hanah that he gets, this is a beautiful piece. He says ein zemi etzem ha'isur. The malacha is the malacha. The hanoah is a separate issue. When he gets hanoah, he doesn't get hanoah. That's irrelevant. V'lo domi l'chalovim v'arayos de'ahosam ikara iser hu bi'ofen sheyehena. He's got to enjoy the chalev and the arayos in a way that he gets hanoah. U'b'shabbos, in contrast, gam bi'ofen sheyehena, even if l'maisa befall, he gets hanoah. He says that's not part of the essence of the malacha. The imayim is asay, then bevadei potur midin is asay the Shabbos. The ikara iser hu hamalacha. Forget about the hanah that he benefited from this malacha. Ube malacha misasek. If you want to know whether he's misasek, and he's misasek in the malacha, you're asking me about the hanah that he got. That's irrelevant. That's not in any way part and parcel of the averus hamalach. The ena pa'ula misyacheses elo. Even if he got some hanoah, but the malacha was done by misasing, and therefore the malacha is not relevant to him. Verak bechalom varayitz the ein lahafrid bein amaisa v'hanoah. The aver itself is the hanoah, and he got that hanoah. As gam misasik yischayef. You know, you want to tell me that a misasik, the aver doesn't relate to him, but wait a minute, he has that hanoah in his goof, and that is the essence of the avera. Is therefore yischayef shekev shekein nen. But that you can't say with regard to Shabbos. The efshel omar da'avi ki'il lo nasi sapula. The longest of shekeinena means that you cannot say, well, he didn't do this pa'ula. What do you mean he didn't do the pa'ula? The pa'ula is the hanoah, and the hanoah is the pa'ula. The avera is the hanoah, and he had the hanoah. And therefore he's chayv al b'Shabbos, ein ha'hanoah mi'ikar etzem ha'isur. Very profound. He's saying that, and I think we had this far also, that the hanoah that he gets from Shabbos is coincidental to the averus hamalacha. It's not part of the etzem ha'isur. The ikar hu kan hamalacha. And if he was misasik, as far as the malacha is concerned, vale potu hu mishum misasik. So the final line here in the Eben Ha'asel is that he's not a happy camper with Tosus' first answer because he still thinks that Tosus hasn't justified the need for Shmuel to introduce Malachas Makshavos. It's unnecessary. What does Tosus say? It's necessary in order to point out that in Shabbos there's no Shekeinene. Says the Eben Ha'asel, of course there's no Shekeinene in Shabbos because any Anor that he has is extraneous and irrelevant to the Avera of the Malacha. And as far as the Avera of the Malacha is concerned, he's Misaseh. So therefore, let's apply, in the case of Iskavim, Lachtok HaSatolosh, V'chotas HaMechumah, the universal principle of Bar, there's no need for Shmuel to introduce a Ptur of Malachas Makshavos. And again, Rabbi said, this is all based on the premise that when Shmuel said, B'Shabbos Potur, he meant Shabbos in the same exact scenario as Chalov and Varai. So you have to read Shmuel as in one breath. You know, you can't take you can't do it b'shtei neshimos. You know, it's like a tekiah or a true. You know, it's got to be b'neshima achas. Meaning, Shmuel said the following, that in kol haTorah kulo of chalom v'arayis, you're going to be a misaseik, but you'll be chay because shekeinene, in a case where you thought it was chelev and you thought it was shuvah, it turned out to be chelev. So you were mistaken about the identity of the object. In the same exact scenario, right, a parallel mirror image, you'd be potur in Malacha Shabbos. Why would you be potur in that case of Malacha Shabbos? The answer is because of the principle of Ba, Le'ute, Misasik, the universal principle of Misasik, and he's not aware of the identity of the object. He thought he was shechting Chulin, it turned out he was shechting Kachin. And in that case, he's potur midin Ba, Le'ute, Levute Misasik and Shabbos also is part because of Ba. There's no reason why Shabbos shouldn't have the principle of Ba. So what are you telling me? Malachas Makshavos? Well, what do you need Malachas Makshavos? That's an entirely different category. Now maybe, I don't know, Yechiel, you started a svara, I'm not sure exactly how to finish it up. Maybe what we're saying, that there's no shekeinen in Shabbos, that itself is a result of Alechus Machshavos. I'm not sure what you mean by that. I can just tell you what you don't mean. Meaning that the Rabbi Zalman is saying that forget about Malechus Machshavos. Ask yourself the question, what is Malechus Shabbos? Is there any Malechus Shabbos that has a precondition of Hanah? In other words, I can cook from now till doomsday and I'm not hungry and I don't feed the, I'm not feeding the, what's it called, that organization, the Christian organization of America that gives out food, the Salvation Army, right? I'm not interested in, I can cook from now until Mashiach comes, but I'm not feeding the Salvation Army. And I get no anoyed. So what? I still have kavanah for the malach, and I'm chayav. There's no essential element of hanah that defines the nature of the malach and the isur of malach. So I don't need malachas machshavos for that. So you feel you want to theorize your svara? Maybe there was a half minute to say that hanah is part of the malach.
My counselor advised me to pass.
Yeah, no, I thought when I heard you at first, I thought maybe that would be a good chap, and it definitely is a good chap. I just don't know how to make it into emes. Meaning, it doesn't sit well with me to say that there was even a hava mina before Malechus Machshavos that Malechus Shabbos. The only thing is, Rabbosai, here I would add a footnote. Right, there are no footnotes here on the Ibn Hazm, but I would add a footnote, the Ayin Prima Godin Barosh Yosef, because the Prima Godin would argue on this point. He would say that even in Shabbos you can apply the principle of Shekeinen. Not living up to the standards and demands of the Ibn Hazm, that's for sure he couldn't live up to, but on a different standard. And he's saying that if the Malacha was done for the purpose of Hanah, then we could say that he becomes guilty because of that Hanah. Meaning as follows. We don't have to have an equation between the Averis HaMalacha and the Hanah, according to the Prima Godim, in order to apply the principle of Shekeinen. All we need is that before he had the Hanah. And if he enjoyed the Hanah, then we have to say that this Malacha relates to him. He cannot wipe his hands from the Malacha and say, well, I was only a Misasa. Because Misasik tells me that Eina Pu'ula Misiaches is Eila. But in the case where he had Anah, albeit as a result of that Pu'ula, then the Pu'ula relates to him. Again, it's a very difficult stretch, but I'm just pointing out in the footnote that Yesh Li Yashim Tudokhak, according to the Prima. Now we get to the second Teretz of Tosfos. Why does Shmuel need Malechus Machshavos? Masha Tirtzu Od. Tosis offers a second answer to this Asik Depotu. Depotu Kosumi Ba, Hainu Kigon Shin Skam Lachos Tosin Shumachubar, Miss Asik Depotu Shmuel Mishum, Lex Hainu Bechotach Machubar Acher. That's a beautiful answer. Because now, and I think this is the answer that we've been predicating all our discussions on this answer, that Shmuel is coming with a breakthrough idea that even though his kavanah was a kavanah's avera, kavanah's malacha of mechubar, of chatichas mechubar, nevertheless there's a brand new halacha which would not be a misasik in kol tarkula, namely that if he ended up with the wrong mechubar, he's potter because it's not niskayim machshavta. And Rabbi Zalman is not happy with that answer either. Why? The akati tzorach bir, the al kol panah bechotach mechubar acher. Lo yotza midin misasik. Even though he ended up slicing a different mechubar, it still is considered the misasik of kol ha-tarkula. In other words, Rabbi Zalman is assuming that if I have two pieces on the table, both are chelev, and I eat the wrong piece, then barring the svara, let's say the following. He's got two behemos in front of him, and both are hegdish, right? He's got Elsie and Varda, and he shechts Elsie, but it turns out that he shechted Varda, so they're both behemos kach. He would be potter. There's no shekeinena, and that would be misasik. Why? Because he ended up with the wrong behemo, even though both are an Iser Shkutei Chutz. Is again, Lomol and Tamid and Melechis Machsheves, the Hashmuel, I read the Misasek, the Chayav Bechalom Barais, the Zeb Potom Yishun Bo. So at this point, again, I would write a footnote. I would say, how does Rabbi Salman know that this is the case? Maybe you call it Torah Kulin and Ba, you need, and that's the basic, you know, nitty gritty requirement to set up Misasek, you need Kavanas Heter. But if it's Kavanas Isur, Elo what, he was Misasek at the Rog Chayfetz, in such a case, he's not Potomi Din Misasek, even if there wouldn't be any Kashim Shekate Nen, even if he shechted the wrong behemoth. Because the answer is both behemoths in his mind were known to be behemoth kodshim, so Mimonashok, he's violating the Isur of Shkutei Chutz, that's not Misasek. Misasek is one step beyond Shogit, and that's where we had a long discussion. Could be that he's understanding that Tosus never accepted that principle, that in order to be a Misasek in Kol Tarku, you must have Kavanas Het. That was a basic premise of Rashi, but maybe not of Tosus. I don't know. I'll call upon him. L'das HaTosus Nimtza De'abayi V'rova Lo Pligi HaShmuel. Meaning there are two halachas in Misasek, and Abayi V'rova accepted both halachas. One is the Misasek derived from Bo, and the other from Melechus Machsheves. D'lo Shayach Hai Misasek L'Misasek D'Pot HaShmuel B'Din Melechus Machsheves. For whatever reason, we're not exactly sure why, but the bottom line is that Shmuel introduces a brand new category of Ptur of Misasek that applies to Shabbos and only to Shabbos. The Af Abaye, the Sovereign is Kavim Lachtov is Atolish for Chokis Machuber Chayov, and the reason for that is because Abaye, as a prerequisite for Misasek, requires a Chisoran of Yediyas HaMaisa. If he had Yediyas HaMaisa, that already is Mafkia, that takes it out of the category of Misasek. Hainu Benimtza Shehu Mechubar Denaseis Machshavta. Right? So if it turns out that he had a Kavonas Chituch, but not on something that is Asur, but rather on something that's Mutter, not on Mechubar, but rather on Tolush, is in this case, it was Niskaima Machshavto, Naseis Machshavto, and the reason why that's Niskaima Machshavto is because he had a Machshava for a Maisa Chituch, that's what he had in mind, so that's already considered Naseis Machshavto, and there's no p'tur of Misasek according to Shita Sabaye. Aval l'chotach mechubar acher, af sheniskavin lachtoch es mechubar, potet lo nasis machshavto. Here even Abaye would agree that we have a new category of Misasek with regard to Shabbos, and that would be a case where he had kavonas chituch, but on the wrong object. And that's a p'tur of lo nasis machshavto that's derived from Melechus Machsheves. So keep in mind, Rabosei, that in this paragraph, I'll call upon him, Rabbi Zalman is telling us that according to Abaye, we can answer Tosus's kasha. Meaning, if you're asking me why do we need a separate category of Melechus Machsheves, the answer is according to Abaye, in Ba, in the general universal category of Misasek, once he had Kavanas Chituch, he's already out of the category of Misasek and he's Chayav. But in the context of Melechus Machsheves, even if he did have Kavanas Chituch, Abaye would agree that he's Potur Midin Misasek. And what makes him into a Misasek? That unique halacha of Melechus Machsheves, that he wanted this Mechuber and he ended up with that Mechuber, even though again, from the beginning he had Kavanas Chituch. He was never confused about Kavanas Chituch. And it comes out, therefore, that according to Abaye, at least, I can justify the fact that I need this new breakthrough category of what? Of Melechus Machsheves. This is the premise and the presentation with regard to Tosfos. Ubedas Rashi, Al Kochach Tzorach Lomar, if somebody wouldn't mind reading the next word,
the Sover,
what is Rashi holding? Dabai Varava Pligi. Pligi Ashmuel. Abai Varava never introduced this new category of misasek in Shabbos derived from Aleches Makshavis. Well, Pachim Mishum Sasek Ella v'miskavim l'chaticha de'ed teira. So since he was mistaken about the identity of the object, thinking it was Tolush, therefore he is potur midin ba, aval miskavim l'chaticha de'isura. So in other words, if he ended up with the wrong object, in such a case, only Shmuel would say he's part of the Din Misasik derived from Aleches Makshavos, but Abai Varava never accepted that. So it comes out, Rabosai, that Rav and Shmuel, according to Rashi, rejected, I'm sorry, take that back. Abai Varava rejected Shmuel. And the Eben Ozel says that that fits in very beautifully with the Rambam. You remember the Rambam held that, let's go back to the Rambam one more time, that this is in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that Niskavin lahadlik ezu vehidlik ezu chayov, and harizit dome lomazit lamazit dome lemishin niskavin lilkotein ezu velike te'ena acheres. As we pointed out at the outset, the Rambam rejects Shmuel, that's fine. Why? Because at least the groundwork was laid by Rashi, because Rashi says that Abai Varava never accepted Shmuel. V'nira dekenu das ha-Rambam deposak de niskavin la'adlik ezu v'idlik ezu ha-niskavin la'ke te'itin te'eno zu v'lite te'ena acheres chayav. There is no p'tur b'sasik u'posak de lo kishmuel. Now, why would the Rambam paskin against Shmuel? Who argues with Shmuel? We never found anyone who explicitly argues with Shmuel. The answer is, Hayim Yishum Dabai V'Rava Pligi Yashmuel. That according to Shitas Rashi, all we have in the framework of Abai V'Rava is Ba, Lim'ute, Misasek. We don't have Aleches Machshavos. So the only category of Misasek according to Abai V'Rava is Kavonas Heter. That's the way Rashi would have it. And if he has a kavanas heter, then he's misasik. What about the p'tur of Moleches Machsheves that Shmuel would introduce, even in the case we had a Machsheves Isur, he wanted to cut Mechubor? That doesn't exist. And again, we have to understand, and that's what the Prima Godim tries to analyze, why Rav and Abaye reject Shmuel. What's that problem with Shmuel? What about Moleches Machshavos? In other words, he didn't do it exactly the way he wanted to do it. Isn't that a Kisor of Moleches Machshavos? But perhaps, as we said in Rashi's frame of reference, you need a Machshavos Heter. That's upgrade. That's a simple principle, a first primary principle in Hilchus Shkagus, that in order for a person to be potter from a carbon, he's got to be a shogeg plus. In other words, there's a hierarchy of responsibility. There's a full-fledged mezid, and he's going to get, if he has eidim asoy, he's going to get me. So then on the bottom of the totem pole, towards the bottom of the totem pole, you have a shogeg. The shogeg is unaware of the isur. And now, in this hierarchy, going down to the bottom, you have Misasik. He's not even Chayav Karbon. The Shogeg is Chayav Karbon, Misasik is not. The answer must be that the Misasik is Shogeg plus. But you can't say Shogeg minus, right? The essence of Shkoga to be Chayav Karbon Chat is the fact that he had Yedias HaAveira. You know, one could argue that perhaps, this thought just occurred to me, perhaps in a case of Shmuel, meaning in the case of Niskavin Lachtoch Mechuber Zeh Mechata Mechuber Acher, yeah, Shmuel's right. He's potter from a carbon. But not because of Moleches Machshavos. He's potter from a carbon because he's amazing. Meaning, the Torah allowed for a carbon chattos to be mechata for a person, but only at the level of Shogeg. But now, he is somewhere carved l'mezid. He's somewhere between Shogeg and mezid. Again, he's not a total mezid in the sense that he didn't have the right hefta. But maybe he's enough amazing for sure that he shouldn't have allowed to avail himself of the kapara power of a karbon chatos, because sach hakol, at the end of the day, this man had in mind a chet. And in such a case, we cannot in any way say that he's part from a carb because he's less than a shogeg. He might be carved lebezin, and therefore he doesn't deserve the kapara of a carbon. But that's not what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying something totally entirely different. He's saying this is not a maleches machsheves. He's not guilty at all, and therefore he's part. Abaye Rav never accepted that. On the contrary, in that case, he's got to be considered amazing and not a shogeg in the sense that he had kavanas mechubar, meaning kavanas avera. But in any event, just to summarize, what he's saying is that if Rashi is correct and Rav and Abaye never accepted Shmuel, we understand very well then why the Rambam left out Shmuel. Maybe it's the principle of halacha kibasra, maybe there's a principle that we always pass on like Abaye Rav against Shmuel, I don't know. But if Abaye Rav rejected Shmuel because Shmuel's crossing all red lines, he's talking about a kavanas mezid and a kavanas avera, how can you possibly say that he's a misasek in such a case? Then it makes sense that the Rambam would reject the shita of Shmuel halacha. However, let's go back to the Rambam, because my pshat in the Rambam is not correct, I think. It's wrong, because take a look. The Rambam in Halacha Tes says that Niskavi Lilko Te'enim Shchoros, which is on the top of your left column on the first page, the Likei Levanos, Osh Niskavi Lilko Te'enim, and he switched around the whole sequence. In all these cases, the Rambam says you're potter. And these cases certainly are Kavanas Isur. So my pshat in the Rambam is not, I still think my pshat is good in Rashi, but it's not going to help me for the Rambam.
Yeah. Why not? Because Rambam is saying from Levanos to Shkoros, and you're talking about they're both Shkoros, but
No, you're right, Alan. I'm not trying to equate two different Shkoros with a Shkora and a Levanos. I didn't mean to say that, but the lowest common denominator in both these cases is the Kavanas Avera. Because the Torah didn't allow you on Shabbos to pluck out black figs. You know, there's no difference as far as the color of the figs is concerned in terms of lefes ktsira. So this is definitely a kavanas iser. If the reason why Abaye Verava rejected Shmuel, and we're going to pass him like Abaye Verava against Shmuel, it's because they couldn't tolerate a case of classifying a case as misasik if there was a kavanas avera. Right. That's not the Rambam sheet. That's all I want to point out.
Oh, okay.
I still think it might be right in Rashi's favor of reference, but then Rashi would have passed in La Halacha that in the case of Tatum Shoros and Tatum Levanos, then he would not be a misasik. And then he writes, V'chein mevur be'ejadas Rashi, but he identifies this with Rashi, the krisis daf yibbeiz of beiz bira masla afiru of shu dekosav, the afal gav da abay v'rov lo patri v'misasek el v'miskavein leheter ki go lachto kasatolush. So Rashi goes out of his way to point out in Masechta Krisus that Abay v'rov, in order to classify something as a misasek, there's no candidacy for misasek unless you had a kavanas head there. But as soon as you cross the red line and you had a kavanas isur, that immediately removes you from the category of misasek. And in my mind, that's a fundamental principle. Al Shmuel says, afilu misasek be kavanas isur, nevertheless, there's a p'tur of misasek, at least in Hilchos Shabbos, in Poska Ram Kabai Verova, etc. Now we get to the major chiddush of Rabbi Zalman Bell. So this is his break. The Nira Poshu, the Af de Lepirish Rashi, the Niskavein Lachtok Es Atolosh, the Chotach Es HaMechubar, Mairi, Bechotach Mechubar Acher. We had a machlokus between Rashi and Tosus about Rava's case of Misasek, which is derived from Ba. Whereas Tosus says that if he was mistaken about the identity of the object, he is a Misasek. So he has in front of him only one vegetable and he thinks it's Tolush. He is Potur. Rashi insists that he has in front of him two Yerokos. And he got the wrong Yerok. So in addition to the fact that he thought that he was mistaken in thinking it's Tolush and it's really Mechuba, there's another issue, another Tos, if you will, that pushes him even further away from this guy of Machshavto, and that is that he cut the wrong Yerek. Says Rabbi Zalman, Mikomakom Mode, even Rashi would admit, the Gambin is Kaving Lachtov Tolush, the Nimtza Shehu Mechubar Pot. Now, this is something that you and I would have immediately rejected outright, because the whole Yesod of Rashi Shita is to insist that there are two Chafatzim, and you may remember that we proved this over and over again in Rashi. Like, for example, Rashi, in the case of Chelev, says he had two pieces in front of him. He had, and the case of Arias also, you remember he had two women in the bed, the whole discussion that we had. Says Rabbi Zalman, no. Rashi would say, even if there's one object, but it's counting Lachtov Tolish, Vinimsa Shumachuber Pot. Why? So listen to the lumps. He says the fine. Dolabaye, the Machlok Shin Abaye for Rava, revolves around the question of whether he had Kavanas Chituch. Right? He had, Abaye says, once he had Kavanas Maisa Chituch, he's no longer a Misask. And Rava says, no. Even though he had Kavanas Chituch, nevertheless he's Misask. Dolabaye, the Potter, the Lagbias Atolish. Abai says that when is it Misasek? When he didn't have Kavanas Chituch, he had Kavanas Hagbar. Is Vaday Potter af benimtzeshu mechuber v'chotcho? Even if he has only one Yerek in front of him, which he mistakenly thought was Tolish, and it was mechubar, and you and I would have said at this point, well, he had Kavanas Chituch. No, he didn't have Kavanas Chituch. What does that mean? The alone is kaving klal l'ktzir. This is a brand new idea. But Mrs. Zalman wants to suggest that we can wedge into this whole sugya a new definition of the maisa. We've been differentiating between a maisa chituk and a maisa hagbah. He wants to differentiate between a maisa chituk and a maisa ktzir. And he wants to suggest that once it's tolush, That's not a ktsira. One second, let me read the language again. I skipped, I think, a line. It says the following: Ach benimtzeh shu mechuber v'chotcho, the whole lon is kaving klal l'ktsira. The action that he did was not identical with the action that he intended to do. Just like in the case of Hadbar, where he thought he was picking up the the knife, and that's about it. Here too, when he had in mind chituch for tolush, chituch for tolush is not called a maisa ktsira, and therefore it's not kavanas ktsira. If it's not kavanas ktsira, then even Abaye would classify this as misasik. And if it's misasik and called tarkulani's potter, then how much more so would it be a misasik that's potter in Shabbos? So again, let's read the opening line of this paragraph in Nira Pashut. Dilapirish Rashi, Diniskavi Lachok Satolish Bechotas Mechubar, Mairi Bechotach Mechubar Acher. And we therefore derive the conclusion that if it wasn't Chotach Mechubar Acher, but it was Mechotach this Mechubar, he would be Chayav. No. He says, Modeh. The gambin is coming lachtol tolush, and there's only one yerek. The nimtza shu mechuber potter. Why? Because here we're going to invoke the principle of Abaye, and Abaye's principle is that if he didn't have kavanas maisa, that makes him into a misasik. And that's true according to Abaye. It's certainly true according to Rava. Rava wanted to say that even if he had kavanas chituch, then he's still misasik, because he was mistaken about the identity of the object. But certainly Rava would accept Abaye's logic that in the case of Higbia as Atolish, he certainly part of the Torah's Misaseh. Is here too, Af benimtzeshu mechubar v'chotcho lo is kavin klal l'ktzira. He never had kavana for the maisa that actually took place, that actually was implemented. He thought he was involved in the meleches chituch, and it turns out he was involved in Malechas Ktsira. That's like this coming like Bias Atolish according to Abaye. V'chein l'rova, de poter gam, b'lachtoch In my text it says lachtich. It should be lachtok, I think. I don't know if you have that problem. He says, "V'chein l'rava de poter gam belachtoch es hatolush." Even though he did have kavanas chituch, hayu mishum de sover de betolush lo havi chaticha. So this act of chituch does not apply in the case of tolush. So the machlokas now between Abai v'rava is what is niskaven lachtoch. In the case of Tolosh, you know, it wasn't Tolosh, but he thought it was Tolosh. So, what is that kavanas chituch? Rava wants to say that kavanas chituch is in Tolosh is not a kavanas chituch. If I would write this on the blackboard, the Eben Ozel is learning Rava in the following way. Rava agrees with Abaye from soup to nuts, 100%. That if you that Misasik means you didn't have kavana for this mice. Why did Rava therefore disagree with Abaye about Miskavin Lachtov Satolish? Because he learned that Miskavin Lachtov Satolish means he didn't have kavana sa mice. Why? Because Chituk of Tolish is not Chituk. I think, Mitch, we discussed this once, didn't we? About grinding, you know. So you were Machabi to them in Oslo. Meaning, I think you were asking sort of naively, I mean, how can you tell me that he had Kavanas Chituch if the object is not even attached? You know, you want to call it grinding a salad, you know, cutting up small pieces for a salad, but slicing, or I don't know what word you want to use in English, but it's certainly not Chituch. Chituch means cutting something that's Mechubar. Herein lies the machlokes shin Abai v'Rava. Abai wants to suggest that if you're cutting, you're cutting. Tolush, mechubar, machnish dois makes no difference. That's called kavanas maisa chituch. Rava says, no. If in your mind you were cutting something that's tolush, that's not called chituch at all. Divin tolush lo avi chituch. Ve'haynu de p'tur de misasek avi mishum de lo niskavin le malacha. Who is coming like Tera and Cain? Who I did, but is coming lachto v'satolush v'nimtzishu mechubar. You know, if we translate these terminologies, these cases into Shabbos terminology, what we have is that misasik means he had no kavana for the malacha. In the case of tolush, he had no kavana for the malacha, and therefore that's not called chituch. So we have to analyze chituch, says the Eben Ozel in the context of Rava, from the perspective of Shabbos, of Melech Shabbos. What is your Maisa? Well, that depends. That's relative to the type of Avera you're talking about. If you're talking about an Avera of Melacha, well, the Shem Melacha is Ktsira. There's no such Melacha as chituch, and therefore to make a distinction between chituch and Agbah in the case of Tolosh makes absolutely no sense. For Hadakos of Rashi, the Abai v'Rava Pligi ad the Shmuel v'Chein Aram Pasuk v'Lo Kishmuel, Hayim Yishum the Gemara b'Krisa Shama Rinan l'Rava Mishkachas Lei b'Niskaving Lachtoch Es Hatolush, l'Abai b'Niskaving like Bia. In other words, why did Abai and Rava, when they were analyzing the case of Misasik, why did they limit themselves, restrict themselves to a case where he was mistaken about the identity, but he had a kavanas heter. Muchach legend, dafka b'chayidav b'pod, v'lachtok b'chubar zeh, v'chot b'chubar achar eskaya, because he has kavanas is. Well, if he mashakos of Rashi, the aim mischalik, bein misasik, the asher chotab, v'prat le misasik, bein misasik, the shmuel, the miftar midin meleches machsheves, v'sover, the Rabbi Eliezer, the Yolif Miba, Pratla Misasek, Al Korcha, the Lesle, Ha, the Meleches Machshavas Asvet Torah. Wait, just one second. What does this word Mischalik mean? The Fima, Fima Shikos of Rashi, the Ein Mischalik. I'm not sure what he means here. Okay, so at this point, Rabbi Osai, what I'd like to do is compare and contrast the Prima Godin with Rabbi Zalman. So, Yechiel, you asked me before how many pages you should photocopy. So for today, I think we did well, and we'll put this on the side. Again, I want to bring out the Prima Godin. I hope you have the Prima Godin. I'm going to ask you again, you know, I know that I'm asking maybe too much, and I'm sort of living in a fantasy world, but in any event, if you could possibly get yourself some sort of a folder, because the nature of these introductory shiurim, to really begin to get a grasp on the concepts of Shabbos as an introduction to the Masechta, is that we're all over the place. We're going from Masechta to Masechta, we're going from Rishon to Rishon, and we're going from Achron to Achron. And honestly, if this is going to be successful, I don't know if I can take upon myself the responsibility that for every shiur, I'm going to start photocopying everything. Meaning, if you can keep a, how should we call it, a file or archives, or a folder, get excellent, a folder. So let's just review the chidushim that we learned until now in the Prima God, in the Rosh Yosef. Okay then? I'm going to get this out. And again, if anyone wants to really take my Musa Shmuz to heart, so here's the Prima Gadim, you can file it away, but if you're going to take it and leave it on the table for me, that's not a mitzvah. Then I'm not. Okay then? Okay. The Prima Gadim seems to be operating with a totally different premise than Rabbi Zalman Meltzer and the way that we understood the sugya. His premise, I think, if I read him correctly, is that there is no such thing as Misasik outside of the realm of Shabbos. Because every single case of Misasik outside of the realm of Shabbos is going to face the barrier of Shekeinen. What gives me that impression, if you look at the very opening paragraph, he says, B'Shabbos yesh beis p'turim. He takes the ba, which we thought was a universal halacha, and then the Meleches Machshavos, which is certainly a specific Shabbos halacha, and he puts them together, and he writes, U'beis tam emelu lo shayach el b'Shabbos. So I don't know what he means here. I assume, again, naively, that what he means is that there is no such thing as Misasik in Kol Tarku. Forget about that whole concept. And Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to see that Rabbi Salman Meltz is operating with the case of Shchitas Behema, and he thought it was Chulin, it turned out to be Hegdish. There's no Shekein Misasik, and that's not a Shabbos Halacha, it's Shchutei Chutz. That's a classical case of Pratla Misasik. And therefore, Rabbi Salman Meltzer would certainly welcome the following investigation. When is it ba, and when is it Meleches Machshavos? In fact, he's willing to accept that the Rambam, like Rashi before him, well, maybe we should say they were more or less contemporaries, but in any way, the two of them were of the opinion that Abaye Varov never accepted Shvur. Abaye Varov were operating within the universal realm of ba, of Misasik. Shmuel introduced a whole new concept that was never accepted by Abaye Varov. And it's very fascinating, because then in Rabbi Zalman Meltzer's frame of reference, we're putting all the emphasis on Shari Surin Torah. That's really where the thrust of Misasik is. And perhaps in Shabbos, right now, we don't have a Ptur of Misasik. Although, as I pointed out to you before, the Rambam does seem to have a Ptur of Misasik in Shabbos. It's very unique in the case of Shchoros and Levanos. But just as far as the general approach that we've seen so far in the Eben Ozel, the thrust of our discussion about Misasik is going to be in Kol Tarkula. In contrast, the Prima Gadim, who predates Rabbi Zalman by a century or close to it, he was of the opinion that the whole ganze business of Misasik all applies to Shabbos. Okay, fine. What's the case in Shabbos? So he thought it was Tolish and turned out to be Mechubar. And this is a case of Naseis Machshavta. In other words, the Prima Gadim is trying to justify why, in the context of Shabbos, do we need these two categories? Why isn't it sufficient just to introduce the category of Meleches Machshavos? The answer is, I'll show you a Ptur Misasik in Shabbos, which is not a Ptur Meleches Machshavos, i.e., Naseis Machshavta. So he had one object, and that's the object that he wanted and in fact implemented his chiduch, if you will, on it, and that would be Nasis Machshava. It would not come under the unique ptur of Meleches Machshavas. And that I derive from the language where he says that Havi Meleches Machshavas. Do you see those three words? At the very beginning, I'm sort of going to say there here, and I'm calculating the Fidushim of the Prima God. The first finish was that both Ba and Meleches Machshavas, two categories of Misasik, apply to Shabbos and only to Shabbos. That was finish number one. Finish number two is that you'll ask me, why do I need a second category of Meleches Machshavas if I already have the first category of Ba? And the answer is, says the Prima Gadol, for the case of Sover Talush Vinitzu Mechubar, that would not come under the Misasik of Meleches Machshavas. Why not? Because Nasei's Machshavto, meaning he did the action on the object that he wanted to do it. Fafilu Hachi Potu Potar, or I should say Potu L'Rava Mibi Uta De Ba. So he's justified the need for Ba, and he's basically saying that the only time you're chayav for a karbon is when in your kavanah you were doing a dvar isur, just you weren't aware of the fact that it was a dvar isur. But if in your mind what you were doing is a pure dvar heter, based on your misconstruing the mitzvahs, then that's a ptur of ba. And Abai goes a step further, and he requires that a deficiency or a mistake about the Maisa itself, not just the identity of the object, and therefore it's got to be Ladbia and not Lachtoch. Then the third Chiddush of the Rosh Yosef, which I'm convinced that the Rosh Yeshiva or Rav Zalman would absolutely reject, is that you could have a case of Shekein Nene even in Shabbos. And once again, if that be the case, then we've justified why we need the second category. Again, he has it in a different order, but the second category of the Ptur of Meleches Machshavas. If I only had the Ptur of Ba, then I would apply the principle of Shekein Nene even in Shabbos. Which again is a Pella to me. I don't know. You know, I'm going to make a statement that's almost up in courses here, but I'm going to say that just historically, you know, the Prima Gadol was before Reb Chaim. You know, he wasn't operating with the same lamdish concepts. I have no doubt that had the Prima Gadol heard the Shiur of Reb Chaim, he would never say such a thing. There's no such thing as Shekein Nene in Shabbos. Halom Varayis is you're defining the essence of the Averib. In any event, don't fetishka. Okay, now he has another paragraph in which he posits a steer in Rashi. What is the issue that Rashi seems to contradict himself on? Where does Rabbi Yeshua fit into this picture? Rabbi Yeshua seems to be operating without the ptur of Ba. Haraya, Rabbi Yeshua, if you remember, uses Ba, Ashi Voda B'mechata. So he didn't know his Nosar, he didn't know his Chelev, whatever it is, he's parted from Karbon. He doesn't have Ba, therefore, for the Ptur of Misasik. Which means that Rabbi Yeshua is left with one Ptur and one Ptur only, namely Meleches Machshavas, which is what Shmuel adds to the Sugya of Rabbi Yeshua there, increases Daf Yud Tesamid Beis. But he says that Rashi at one point seems to assume that Rabbi Yeshua has Tarte Mash, that he can derive from Ba two different conclusions. Number one, Ashi Vada B'mechata. Number two, Prat L'Misasek. And on top of that, he has the Ptur of Meleches Machshavas. So that if that be the case, that Rashi would support everything that the Prima Gadol said in his previous premises, presentation, namely that there are two Pturim and two Dinim of Misasek and Shabbos, one derived from Ba and the other from Meleches Machshavas, and even Rabbi Yeshua buys onto that. He also accepts that. Then he points out that there's another Rashi which says that Rabbi Yeshua never had Ba for Misasik, and he's left with Meleches Machshavas, and that's all he has. Which means that all those nafkaminas that he's posited already before, for example, in the case of Miskavin Lachtos Atosh Tosh Mechubar, that would only would only qualify under Ba, but Rabbi Yeshua, according to this second Rashi, doesn't have Ba, and therefore he'd be chayef. I even tell me, but Melechus Machshavas, but this is not a chisan of Melechus Machshavas, because in this kind of Machshavti had only one chayfes.
But it's a steer on Rashi. Rashi says unless he has.
I honestly, Yechiel, I don't know where this first Rashi is. He says that it's Rashi Bamishnah. Do you see that? And I, for some reason, I don't know why, I had trouble finding the Rashi in the Mishnah. I don't know. Could, all right, Saf, could you want to do me a favor? Just, you'll see there's a ribbon there. So that might help make it. No, the ribbon you see on the bottom. But anyway, whatever's easier for you. That sometimes the ribbon. Oh no, that ribbon is on the sheet of Megubetz. So if you go back of just a few pages, just not just a few pages. Otherwise, you'd get back to Masechta Tmura. If you take a look, increases on Daf Yud Tesem and Aleph. See if you can find a Rashi on the Mishnah that says Rabbi Yeshua holds that Ba Tarti Mashma. I don't right now find that. I know it exists, but I didn't find it. Anyway, do you have a footnote here that says that the Marsha already raised this question? I'm sorry, not the Marsha. The Tosis Yontif? He says, Shuvra Isi the Tosis Yontif, Hirgishpa says, Darashi Soseris Atzmi. I don't know if you have that at the end of this, at the end of this presentation. Okay, fine. So again, Rabbi will say, are there two halachas of the Sasek or the one halacha? According to the Prima Gadol, that's a stira, at least according, within the framework of Rabbi Yeshua, between two Rashis. Okay. Now we get to another major chiddush of the Prima Gadol. And he writes that according to Rashi, the miut of Ba applies when there are two different chafatzim. According to Tosis, on the other hand, even one chafetz is enough to activate the principle of misasik. So he says the following, Bishleim, according to Tosis, if you have one chafetz, then I understand the difference and the need for these two categories of misasik, ba, and Moleches Machshavas. Why? Because in the case of, in Tosis' frame of reference, once he has one chayfetz, I can no longer apply the principle of misasek. I'm sorry, I can no longer apply the Shabbos principle of misasek derived from Moleches Machshavas, because in the sky of Machshavta. So I therefore justify the need for Ba. Aval Rashi, but he says, according to Rashi, who says that there was a Mechubar Acher, there were two chafatzim, is why do I need the Pasuk Ba? Once in two chafatzim, there's a Ptura, Moleches Machshavas. And I honestly, I can't understand what's going on here. The Prima Gadol seems to be totally oblivious to the possibility that Rashi is talking, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which is the last Rashi on Daf Yud Tesam and Aleph increases, who never accepted Moleches Machshavas. Rashi says, Lo Darish Moleches Machshavas. He didn't have that drasha. The whole sugya in Chagiga, Moleches Machshavas, Rabbi Eliezer never had it. Now, if all he's left with is the p'tur of Ba, Limis Asik, Rashi tells us that means that he had a double tos. Number one, he thought it was tos. Number two, he had two different vegetables in front of him, and he cut the wrong one. So he's asking, so what do we do with Moleches Machshavas? What do we need it for? That exact scenario of Ba is anyway excluded under Moleches Machshavas. Yeah, that's true, but we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer, and Abai Barov also, stood on the shoulders of Rabbi Eliezer, and they never had the Ptur of Moleches Machshavas. They never had the Drasha of Moleches Machshavas. And I don't know, the Prima Gadol seems to be totally oblivious to this. Again, if he wants to support Tosfos, Tosfos is a lot smoother here in the sugya. And even if there's only one Chafetz, nevertheless, Abai Barov are insisting on the Ptur of Misaseh. And now we need the Ptur of Moleches Machshavas for the case of two chafot. Okay, if he wants to give a little extra push here for Tosfos, that's fine. But he writes it as a kash on Rashi. And that I didn't understand. Again, the basic premise here in the presentation of the Prima Gadol is that according to Rashi, the scenario of Ba is exactly a chisarnim leches mashem. So he got the wrong object. I mean, in addition to that, he was miskavi leheter. He thought it was tolish. Okay, fine. That gives you ba. But why do you need meleches mashem? So if every case of ba has to be two chafatzim, then I'll never, ever, ever require meleches mashem. That's his question on Rashi. Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit here because I think that's less important. And in the short time we have, I think what's very important is a paragraph, if you can find it, that starts HaKlal HaOle. Do you find such a thing? You don't have to turn pages. It should be right there in front of you. It's just that your printing doesn't break it up into paragraphs. Anyway, I'll try to read it out loud. And while I'm reading it, hopefully you'll find it. Then you can underline it because this is pretty way out.
Second page then? Second page?
Yeah, it should be right there. I mean, I apologize that I wasn't always operating with both pages. Anyway, let me read it to you. So it'll be Torah Shebal Peh. HaKlal HaOle Plukta Dabai V'Rov. What I think he's analyzing now is what is the machlokas between Abai V'Rov.
One second, you found it?
Yes, about the second to bottom line in the right congregation.
See if you can add a little bit of a, you know, of a chetz or something, a pointer. Because now he wants to analyze the machlokes Abai V'Rov. You know, the Gemara often says b'maiko mifudi. Here, the Gemara doesn't offer the maiko mifudi, and the analysis is supplied here by the Prima God. Yesh Lomar, and here he has two possibilities, and in truth, he has three possibilities. I think you'll see the word O in the next 10 lines three different times. Okay? O, the pligi b'maleches machsheves. They're arguing about maleches machsheves. In other words, when is it considered nases machshavta? And if it's nases machshavta, then the only p'tur b'sask will be bo. L'rova, af b'niskaving lachtov tolush, lav maleches machsheves. According to Rova, even if all he had was kavanas maisa chituch, that's already considered a maleches machsheves. Meaning, because he had kavana for this maisa, which he actually did, that's already called iskayim machshavto, and that would justify our need for the drush of ba. By the way, you see why the Prima Gadim, when he started this whole presentation and he presented the two halachas, he started with maleches machsheves and then he added ba. The sequence was a little bit counterintuitive, but it's not. I think it was absolutely deliberate, because the whole thesis, the whole thrust of the Prima Gadim is to try to figure out why do we need ba. You remember, for example, let me just go over this one more. What was his cash against Rashi? That according to Rashi, that he had two chafats, and then why do I need ba? It's already excluded under maleches machsheves. This is the whole sheet of the Prima God. That ba is limited to Shabbos, and why do I need ba? Lima'ute mesaseh. If I already have maleches machsheves. So what was Rav's answer to that question? Niskavin lechaticha. Once he had kavanas maisa, and he did that maisa chituch, again, here the Eben Ozel is yelling in the back of, what do you mean he did a maisa chituch? That's not ktsira at all. He had no intention to do ktsira. But again, the Prima Gadim doesn't know the oneness of Rav Zalman. So he's thinking that since he had in mind to do chituch, and he did chituch, that makes it into the sky of machshavta. And therefore the tour of maleches machsheves is no longer applicable, and now I justify the need for ba. Ula Abaye, where did Abaye disagree with Rava? Dafka, b'niskaven, or niskaven like bia, lo havi maleches machsheves. At what point do we say that he lo niskaven machshavto, and therefore there's a p'tur of maleches machsheves? That's only when there's such a gap between his kavana that he never even had in mind this maisa. Then we can introduce the p'tur of Meleches Machsheves. But if you ask me, just one second, let me get this straight. No. I think I said it a little bit in the wrong way. According to Abaye, we're going to need the p'tur of, just one second, I didn't get the calculation here. According to Abaye, getting nervous here because of Mincha, and before I understood this, let me just get, it's a cheshbon here, you gotta get the cheshbon. Again, we're trying to justify why do we need Ba. And there's a machlokas Abaye for Rava, why we need Ba. According to Rava, we need Ba for the case we had Kavanas Chituch. Because that would be this kind of machshavto, because the maisu was done. According to Abaye, there would be no justification of Ba in the case of Kavanas Chituch, because even if he had Kavanas Chituch, it would still be a chisaron of Meleches Machshavos. When do I say, according to Rav, so according to Abaye, when do I need the p'tur of Ba? When he had Kavanas Hagba. So since he had Kavanas Hagba, then in such a case, since it's a chisaron in his maisa, his kavanas maisa, therefore it's not meleches machsheves. It's not meleches machsheves. So if it's not meleches machsheves, then when do I need ba? One second. If he had kavanas. All right, Rabbi Sam, I can't work on the pressure. I'm sorry. This is a cheshbon. This is a beautiful piece, by the way. So, Beli Neder will finish both the Prima Godim and the Rabbi Zalman on our next occasion. So, what's happening next week? Today is what day? Today is Wednesday. So we have a shir on Monday, correct? So. Slichus is on Motzei Shabbos, so we shouldn't be affected on Monday, should we?
No, I don't think so.
And Yom Tov is not till when? Until
Wednesday night.
So let's say Wednesday, a week from today. Well, today is Wednesday, right? A week from today is Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're not going to meet.
No.
I mean, we can meet, but I won't be here. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a strange day for me. In any event, but we get together on Monday. So let's make up Blineder, that on Monday we'll break this. He has three different interpretations of the Machlokas Abaye v'Rav. So that's the agenda for Monday. And then he introduces the Rambam a little bit later on. Maybe we'll get to that too. And then we want to finish up our Rav Nissim Zalman. Okay then? All right. So I wish everyone well.
Tomorrow we're going to
maybe, but please hold on to Hashmatos. In other words, if not Monday, then it'll be in Tavshin Ayin Ches. In fact, is there an extra copy of the Hashmatos that I can take? Because I didn't get a copy. Excellent. And also the daf because I expanded the daf also. The daf increased. I don't have it. Okay, it's good. Thank you.